Yeah. Spoken part one as the vecharif, sharp things, sharp foods, have a few specific haluchas more than different foods. We spoke that they have normally a bliya can only go over from one food to the other through heat or through salting. And the vecharif has a koyach to go over even cold. Vaduchu the sakina, if you take a knife and you cut through the vecharif, the bliya will go through. Secondly, we said that normally we have a het of eni ben yoimoi, something which has gone over 24 hours, already comes the time, it comes nifka, the time goes off, and therefore doesn't aser the food, the bliya, the isadika bliya, which goes into another food, won't aser it, it's already gone off, it's already moist the time nifka. And that by the bechara, if we don't have, has a special koyach called mechalele l'shvach, meaning that it will rejuvenate and will bring back the frishkeit and the good time which the issa had. And the third, we said, there's another het called napanat, that if a flesh or milk, which is heter, goes through in and out of blias, goes through twice, noise and tam, bad noise and tam, that generates a heter, which makes the tam become a very shvach tam. Therefore, the flesh loses the status of flesh, and it doesn't become usa. But the vecharif has the koyach to frish of nochomul, and it creates a matzav. We don't have this heter of napanat. That's what we discussed, and we discussed quickly what happens if somebody cuts a knife, it's not, it uses a fleshing knife to cut a dovecharif, you're not allowed to eat it with milchips. We spoke about if somebody cuts a dovecharif, cuts an onion with a fleshing knife, if you need to wait 6 hours or not. And then we discussed the third point, that if somebody cuts a onion with a milchig knife, and he is still within his 6 hours of being fleshing, whether you're allowed to eat it while it's within the 6 hours. That's what we discussed in part one. I'm going to carry on. We'll see how much we get through. But we said then there's many shalos in Shonugay. Let's go to the next shalot, which I think is the most common shalot which comes up in the kitchen of a problem shalot. What happens if somebody cut with a milk? It's no difference which way around, but any other way around. He took a knife, a milking knife, and he cut the onion up into small pieces, and then you put it into your fleischige frying pan, and you fried it. Or the other way around, you took your fleischige knife and you cut it up into small pieces and then you fried it into your milchige frying pan. This happens on pushups and somebody fries stuff, it obviously happens, but it also happens that sometimes we have the shah that people make soup. And they made a pot of soup and they realized that they cut the knife with the wrong knife. Yeah, they made a parva soup in a fleischige pot, and they have to realize in the shah that comes that you have got to ask what the recipe was. Because very often the recipe at the beginning of the soup is to fry onions first. So if the onions were fried at the beginning, we have the same shalot. So kitzur, if you have somebody used a fleischige knife and fried his onions in his milchige pan, what do? So l'chayra we have, like we learned, how if you take a fleischige knife and you cut onions, the onions became fleischig. If you went and fried them now inside your milchige pan is going to take out the glias of the milchige which are inside this pan. It's going to also go into the onion. So I'm going to end up with onions which have inside of them bliyas of flesh and bliyas of milk. I'm going to end up with onions which have inside the issa of busa b'chulav. Onion is going to become issa of busa b'chulav. And then the pan is going to become usa from the onions. We've got now issa. We won't have any het of napanat. We might not have any het of napanat anyway because it's a dubi charif. We're going to end up asering the pan, which is Kemat miskin kala poskin. Now, if you take a fleischige knife, you cut up onions, you fry them, you milk the pan, you end up with a treifa pan. The question is, how do we return this pan to its kosher status? We have to go and kasher it. But how do we kasher it? There is a beis meir, a heter of beis meir, which is, he's a yuchid, and some poskin did take him on. That's a big machlokes of lamasa, whether we take him on lamasa or not. Is we said before that Eina ben Yoimui, the Dovecharif Eina ben Yoimui doesn't have any heter because Eina ben Yoimui is Michali Lishrach. The Beis Meir says that if the whole Issa happened through cutting, without any heat, it was caused through cutting, Pashas as Peshat Beis Meir, but we said already that's already a chimer, a little bit of a Dovecharif, that things, bliyas can go across without any heat. In such a case, when things went across without any heat, no Duch the Sakina, and it was a onion. Which are onions, machlekes, is a dovecharif. We take on as a dovecharif, but there is still a tzivik, it might be a dovecharif. In such a case, and the knife was a ene ben yoimoy, we can be mekel, and it's only a din of lachatchila, we have to be machme, but bedyevet, it's okay. There is such a shittus b'ismeye, and there are amunim who will take on paskin at this b'ismeye. But the general unginim in a psak because we don't rely on this base money. So therefore, we have a treifa pan. Now we've got to get this frying pan, or this pot of ours. We've got to get it back kosher again. So how do we kasher? The cloud by kashering is kol duva shenichnas alidei mayim yoytzei alidei mayim. Kol duva shenichnas alidei esh yoytzei alidei esh. That is the basic cloud. Kaboy lekach poyuter. So therefore, when I take something, let's say for example, somebody takes a fly sugar pot and he cooks inside of it milk. So the milk itself is a liquid. And therefore, or the other way around, they took a milk sugar pot, they cooked inside water with a piece of flesh. So the whole belief of the flesh and the milk went in was through water. Therefore, we can kasher it through water. We know we cook up a pot and you have to dip it inside. It has to be malava beer, so we've got to have the pot's got to be bubbling before you put the kegel inside. You put the kegel inside to make sure it's completely clean. You take it back out, lachatchila, you should wash it straight off in cold water, and it becomes a kashered. Regular hagula. The problem is when you've got a big pot at home, which you have to do, you've got to find an even bigger pot in order to be able to kasher it, to be able to put the small one into the big one. There is a different hetter if you've got a very big pot, the making a gedanfa, making a rim around the side of your pot, so letting it, that means you fill up the pot right to the very top, and then you throw in a hot brick, something, a stone which you've heated up in the fire, and you drop it into the water, and it causes the water in the pot to overflow. But it hasn't cooled it down because you're putting in a boiling hot brick. That's another way of kashering, you don't have another big pot. But then you have to realize that you're going to flood your whole kitchen.
Yeah.
So, but generally, that's the Hilchos HaGula. How do we do living? If something went in through fire, you have to kasher it through fire. Therefore, we know if something was in the oven or sheet and other types of things, we have to do living on it. Therefore, in a frying pan, pashtus, you take a schnitzel and you fry it in your frying pan, or you've taken a piece of onion and you fry it in your frying pan, it's pashtus, it's gone in. It's called direct, without liquid. It's gone in directly into your pot. It gets a little bit of oil. It's pashtus. It's gone in through without liquid. And therefore, to get it out, I'm going to have to do libel chum. So for example, if somebody would take a treifer schnitzel, and you fried it in this kosher frying pan, the only way to kasher this frying pan would do alidei esh. Alidei esh means libel chum. Libel chum means to heat it up to an extent, then it's so it's nitzne many sparks are going to start flying off the metal. In practical terms, it's impossible to do in our frying pans to such a heat and still be left with a frying pan at the end of it. So instead of trying to burn the kitchen down, then throw the pot away, it's easier to throw the pot away straight away. So the mass is we can't do liver chumah on our frying pans. That is a ungenimna, klur zach, we can't do liver chumah on our frying pans. The shal is over here, do we have to do liver chumah? So there are two nikidas. A heta over here, which we might be able to get with. One of them is, there is a shala, what is the halacha of Mbusa B'chulav? Oh, one second, we have to say a very important klal, I'm sorry. This din, we call Mashnichnas al De'esh, Yot al De'esh, is only by Issa. In Tufni Lalach, when it comes to Hilchos HaGula, Hilchos Pesach, Shtait, that if there was heter bula, if the food which went into my pot was a heta, and only afterwards we have a problem, I have to take the bleer out. For example, I had a milchik pot. I have a pot which milchiks went in, and I want to make it back parva. Then I can do hagula b'mayim, even though it went in through esh. It's yotzer idei mayim. Heteira bula, something which heta when it went into my pot, I can take it out again through doing hagula b'mayim. I don't need to do liv. In the same madrege in hilchas hagula, instead of using water, you can use fire called livin kal. There's two stages of using fire. We said before, libn chumah means that sparks are going to fly off the keli. There is another way to do libn. It's called libn kal, meaning that I heat up my pot to my keli to such an extent that if I put a piece of straw on my pot, it would burn. Which obviously is a lot cooler than having a piece of having the metal itself sparking. So therefore, libn kal is the same darga as putting something into water. So therefore, if by Hatera Bula I got two items to be able to kasher my food, to kasher my pot. Even if it went in through fire, I can take it out for doing Libn Kal, which means heating it up in a way that would be so hot a piece of straw would burn, or by putting it into water. Now our shalom over here is it Hatera Bula or is it Isir Bula? The pashas over here, we've got Busa and Chulav came together. When Busa and Chulav come together, I've made an Issa, it's called Isir, it became Usa, it became Busa and Chulav. And therefore, you should have to do libel chumah. We can't do libel chumah in our frying pan. There is a very mechidish dikah. Let's go, the Chasam Sofer brings down, we take on the halacha, that if the busa b'chulav was a inib ben yoimoy, when one went into the other, For example, I took the wrong part out of my thing, I took the wrong frying pan, forget the onions, took the wrong frying pan, and I fried my Fleischiger Schnitzel into my Milchiger frying pan. But my Milchiger frying pan hadn't been used in the last 24 hours, it was an enemy anyway. So the Chasam Sofer said, but Emes, my frying pan, isn't Issa. I've got a technical problem. I've got a frying pan, which has got Milchiger Bleas inside of it, and I've got it's the same frying pan, which also has Fleischiger Bleas inside of it. But the Fleischig and the Milchig haven't created an Issa Wusa B'chulav. Because someone which is an Ein B'nyomer, someone which is Tam has gone off, doesn't create an Issa. So I've got a Keli which technically I can use for Parva. Because I've no problem with Parva putting in Fleischig and Milchig B'lias if they're not B'nyomer. So therefore, says the Chasam Sofer, that's called Heteru Bula. We take on the Halucha L'masa, and therefore, if I got someone which Nichnas had a day Eish, but it was Ein B'nyomer, I can cash it through a gula or through libun ka. Therefore, frying pan, halucha l'masa. You take a frying pan, milchig a frying pan, you fry the schnitzels in without any charifas, without anything else, you can do a libun. You can do libun ka or hagula on it. Hagula b'mar.
Food's okay.
The food's definitely okay because the bleas coming out is in the minimum. The bleas is definitely okay. Yeah. The problem over here is we're talking about charif. Because charif, we said, is mechalil l'shvach. Its pashtus is my food is going to become a ben yoma again. If it becomes a ben yoma, we'll have this head of the chasam sofer and the choyer to see the bula. There is a very mechidish dike shita, Shulchan Aruch Rav holds, and he passes the masa, all busa and chulav is considered a teir bula. Therefore, even if I've got a frying pan, which was used an hour ago for milchiks, and then an hour later it's clean completely, an hour later fried fleischigs in it, and I've added my frying pan has become an Issa Mamish. I'm not allowed to use it at all. It's become a Chana, it's become Issa Mamish. Or Belagabi Hilchas Hagula, what will come out through Liban or through Hagula, says the Shulchan Aruch Rav, it's considered a Teirabula, and I can cash it in water.
What about schnitzels in that case?
The schnitzel is definitely also, because the bleas have come out so directly and it's still a Benyamin. It's definitely also. But even though it's become an Issa Mamish of Hussein Bukhula, it's still considered a Teirabula Gabi Kashir. I don't know if anybody Lamas takes on this shitta, where Rosen's based a rule of Zichel Machmigavein, they were only made by Ein Ben Yomer. So it was a coming back to our case, you've got those onions which were cut with a Fleischiger knife and fried in the milk in the frying pan. It's a matter of Ben Yomer, because Michalei Leil Shvach. So therefore, I'm going to have, as if I used it an hour ago for milchiks. Yeah. And therefore, I'm going to end up with an Issa going inside. So if Issa gone inside, Choyra, I have to go and do Libin Chum. To do Libin Chum, we said, you can throw away the frying pan. But there is a very important Nekida, which we didn't want to say before. When you fry, generally, you use oil. And because you use oil, if you're clear, how much liquid do you need to create the halucha of Nichnas Alidei Maim? How much liquid do you need to have to take something and say it wasn't Nichnas Alidei Eish, it was Nichnas Alidei Maim? Obviously, I'll cook up a whole pot of liquid, it's Nichnas Alidei Maim, and I have zero, it's Nichnas Alidei Eish. What about this minute little bit of oil which I put at the bottom so that my schnitzel should fry? So, Moshul Klein said, He said, that we have a Mimunah Shach over here to be able to be matted to cash our frying pan through Hagula. Why? Because another very wichtige halucha in Shulchan Aruch, in Kifei, in Siman in Siv Zayin, Siman in Yerdei, says the Mechaber that a blia, which is inside of a food, can't come out of a food without roitiv. Sounds a bit complicated, but it's all different haluchas of when blias can move over from one to the other. We said generally we need half the heat, and we have heat, things will move over. By bishul go over kiloi, by tzli go over kdeina tila, by malich go over a klippas, different stages and different amounts. But that is when the gif hadov is the iser. For example, a person has a piece of nevela, or he has a piece of fleisch, which the fleisch itself is going to go into cheese, or it's going to have a piece of nevela, or that piece of nevela is going to go into another piece of food, into another piece of meat, or another potato, or whatever it is. So then we have all these other options of how much will the Issa go over. It's going to come out from the piece of Issa itself and move over into the heter. Then through Bishul go kilo, through thing. But if it's Tzli, it'll go likudei natila. This halucha, that by Tzli, it's going to transfer itself from one piece of meat to the other piece of meat, from one food to the other food, is only when the etzim Issa is in front of our eyes and we have a be'en over here in front of us. But if we don't have a be'en in front of us, we only have a food which has inside of it a belias Issa. For example, I have a chult, and by mistake somebody threw a piece of novella schnitzel into my chult, a piece of novella meat into my chult. So everything in my pot is ussa. So somebody took a potato out of that chult, that potato itself, you're not allowed to eat it. But the reason I'm not allowed to eat it is not because the potato is be'etzem issa. The potato has inside of it a blir of novella, an avir novella. I'm not allowed to eat it. Not only not to eat it, but we turn around and we say it's called chanan, chaticha atzenas zisira, and the etzem potato becomes a issa mamish. But even though we say it's an issa mamish, it's still only usa because he has inside of it a blir of novella, which is causing him to become usa. That is the reason behind the issa. That blir cannot come out of that potato without liquid. That is the halucha, pushita, ungenemene klal of how blirs move. The blir which is inside of a potato, inside of a food, dafka food, not keli. A blir inside of a food cannot come out without liquid. So therefore, in a case, go back to our case of the onions. I've cut an onion up with a fleischige knife. And therefore my onion has got blirs inside of it of fleischigs. Because coming out of a keli can come out without any liquid. Therefore my dufka de sakina, I've taken my knife. Sounds complicated, you think about it, it's very straightforward. Take a fleischige knife and you cut my onion again. The blirs of that knife are going to go into my onion. And therefore my onion has become fleischigs. I don't need any liquid for that, I don't need anything for that, but it's coming out from a keli into a food. I have now in front of me a fleischige onion. I pull the onion out of my milchige frying pan. If I have no oil at all, if I have no liquid at all, the blir, which is inside this onion itself isn't fleisch, it's not fleischigs. It has inside of him a blir of flesh. There's only one way for that blir to come out. It's through liquid. If I have zero oil in my pot, I've got a stick-free pan, and I have a zero oil inside that pot, the blir of the flesh will not come out of that onion. So therefore my pot is going to stay parva. It's going to stay milk, it's going to stay whatever it is. I have no issues at all. And the only way I can have a problem is by having some oil there. If I have some... Well, oh, so the Chavazda says clearly that a little bit of wetness isn't enough to create a problem. It's got to be a proper lachlicha, it's got to be a proper liquid. It doesn't help if it's a bit wet. Also not, no, it's got to be a proper liquid. So therefore, munashach, if we have zero oil, we have no problem. And if we have enough oil over here to create a problem that the blir can come out, that will be enough oil to be able to consider it the nichnas al yedei mayim. We said before we have to clear how much oil do you need to have nichnas al yedei mayim and nichnas al yedei esh. So Moshe Shulch said then that it's the same shiur. And therefore, if there is enough oil to create a problem that the blir can be able to come out, then it's enough oil also to be considered nichnas al yedei mayim. So therefore, we're okay, and we'd have to throw our frying pan away. It gets to make a long story short, if you take an onion and you cut it with a fleischige knife, and you fry it in your milchige frying pan, even if it was an eine ben yoimoy, you have created is over here, and therefore you can't eat the onions, and your frying pan you need to kasher. How do we kasher it? Halucha lemaaseh comes out from the whole Torah. All you have to do is do ha'ula, therefore you can save your frying pan, you have to heat up water on the stove, in a big pot, let it boil, let it bubble, and then you put in your frying pan when it's completely clean, and it'll become kosher. Sorry.